Ramsey on the house. We're bringing it back to your house, your attic, your foundation, your countertop. 9 o'clock hour, we always allow the phones just to be completely wide open for anything you'd like to talk about. So we've talked about countertops in Prescott and gable end vents in Prescott Valley. That I think off air we all did, oh, he was up in Chino. I think up in off air we kind of decided that vent just sounded like way too big.
Oh, it definitely sounds way too big. It's one of those things that I don't know how you guys do it. I commend you with your vast experience being able to sort of understand how to approach some of these. My first thought would be, I got to see that to understand why it's not working.
A lot of times we ask to please send us pictures. The
Rosie roof goes out a lot as well, so you get to see a lot. In this line of work, it's
I was just
very
in
unique.
Tucson Monday. I'd love to see this 1948 house and see if I couldn't coach him through it just a little bit. But we do a lot of house calls on projects that we do get stumped on air, and we get our fair share of stumping.
Well, I wish that fellow in Chino Valley would give us a call. I'd love to come out and take a look at his vent.
Just put the old evil eye of experience on
exactly,
it.
Exactly,
huh?
And it's a new one on me.
That's a
I
big
mean I've
vent.
Heard them, I've heard the vents leak before.
Yeah.
But typically with the Venturi effect and of the air coming over the top of the house, particularly on the east side, but typically an out-of-the-box vent, those vents are usually bent in such a way that that's not likely to occur.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me raise an eyebrow as to why is that happening?
Well, and then we've got the call from Scottsdale about the high electric bills and his fear that it had to do with the heat in the attic. And we never address that issue where I don't get off a little bit on a bunny trail and try and set people straight. Because I'll tell you, one of the things we're going to talk about next hour is things not to do to waste money in investing, improving your home. One of the things not to do is throw a bunch of money in the attic trying to save money on your electric bill, because it isn't going to work. You can throw as much money into that attic as you want, and you're not going to impact your utility bill. Here's a fact most people don't realize. Just make sure in below the rim you've got an R38 of insulation, and it's installed properly. R38 installed properly is the most cost-efficient, effective way of combating high energy bills due to attic heat in the summer.
The real way to combat that, there's not a great retrofit application right now that's all that cost effective. But if you're building a home, the new cathedral style design makes a whole lot of sense, because you are applying the insulation to the underside of your roof sheathing. Now, there's some other things that I won't get into right now at this point that could be a conflict. You're going to get your moisture, and there's some questions there if that heat and that foam right there baking it off your roofing material. But you brought your insulation above your ductwork. So now instead of asking all that air that's in that ductwork that's been heated up to whatever temperature that the attic is during the time that the air conditioning has been shut off, it's got to cycle that through. So instead of running your air conditioned lines through 160-degree attic, you may be running it through 120, 110-degree attic. That's the best way, but again, it's not a great retrofit application. That's a new design.
And you know what? Our certified insulation contractor, Banker Insulation, actually is doing some of those retrofit if the home qualifies for it. It can be
limited application.
It can be very, very tough to do it.
Just like a lot of things, I think they'll find and learn and develop ways, and costs will eventually come down a little bit as these get perfected, more contractors catch on, and the competition picks up. 7-8 years ago, we weren't even talking about home energy audits. Nobody knew what a home energy audit was, and all of a sudden it was $500, and now it's $100.
Yeah. Well, the utility companies
new technician.
Yeah, new technology, and the utility companies really got on board with subsidizing those, which helped a lot as well. But I talk about this attic thing, and it really gets underneath my – it's just one of the things that really gets underneath my skin. And people always ask me, how do people land on the referral network, and is it just pay to play, and does anybody get in that wants to as long as the check clears? This company, folks, that came into Arizona, came from the Dallas area about 3 years ago, sat me down in their office, and they said, listen, we'd like Rosie on the House to sponsor this attic treatment system. And I said, well, that's never going to happen. They said, well, you know, everybody has their price. We'll give you X to put your name on it. And, you know, X, Tom, X was a brand new F-250.
Or at least the bridge over your property.
King Ranch, I mean, everything. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then it went X plus, and it was, I mean, they got to the point where they were talking six figures a year just to attach their product to our name. And you know what? We're committed here at Roselle Nouse to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We can't be bought, never have been bought, never will be bought. If you find them at Roselle Nouse, they're there because they're there by invitation, not because their check clears the bank every month.
And we've also got a gentleman. Everybody's human, and sometimes we stub our toes or we mess up. We got Stan Zumbrinnen on standby for, you know, just helping when contractors on the network do stump their toes. He's not your shoulder to cry on if you use a non-Rosy contractor.
Well, we get a lot of that, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it has to be a Rosy contractor for Stan's time. That is what he's saying. He's our Maytag man.
That's right. We'll be back with Tom Riley of Renovations talking about what you should be considering if remodeling is on your agenda to-do list for 2014.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.